Joining us right now is Mark Lijek. He's one of the six rescued from the Argo mission in 79. He's got a brand new book out. It's his firsthand account of the mission in the special episode, I should say, of Locked Up Abroad, The Real Argo. It airs this Sunday, May 5th at 10 o'clock on Nat Geo. So you should check it out, especially as Mark joins us now. Hey, Mark.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Mark, how close was the movie to what you lived?
Not very. It's a great film. I love it. It's a lot scarier. Fortunately, what we lived was not as scary as the movie. I don't know that I would have survived the movie if it had actually had been that bad.
Did you guys misjudge the threat overall, obviously? Do you think that how much the anti-Americanism could cost you your security?
Yes, there were mistakes made. I was a junior guy. My first tour, I was kind of lost, frankly. But even I could see that things were worse than the people in Washington wanted to believe, and that did cause us to underestimate the possible reaction to letting the Shah in.
And your wife was with you, correct?
Yes. That's one of the mistakes I made, because I believed the people in Washington. I went along with her. Basically, she volunteered to work as a visa officer because they were short of staff. Nobody wanted to go.
Now we know why. Here she is talking about from Locked Up Abroad, The Real Argo. Let's listen.
I know there was this fantastic bookstore where we went to close to the embassy, but we tended to kind of stay around the compound more and with the Americans, because things had changed since my college days. People were fairly anti-American, and for some reason they thought Mark and I were German, and they would ask if we were German, but as soon as we said no, we were American, they would get a big frown on their face. So it was not a very friendly place, unfortunately, at that time.
And that's where I got that one thing was consistent with the movie and with what we all witnessed abroad. But the whole premise of getting a movie together under the guise of being producers, that was real?
Oh, yes, yes, that was real, and that was brilliant, I think, that it was the exact perfect scenario for the circumstances. No sane person would have gone to Iran looking for work, whereas a Hollywood crew, well, you know, as Tony described it, the script we had was Buck Rogers in the desert. It's not mentioned in Argo, but my recollection is we were supposed to film in Persepolis, and there's only one Persepolis in the world, so it kind of makes it necessary to go to Iran, and that was the logic of the plan, and I thought it made a lot of sense.
Here is Tony Mendez discovering the script. Let's listen.
John Chambers was a Hollywood makeup artist who created Planet of the Apes, among other things. I told him I had to turn six diplomats into a Hollywood film crew and bring them out to the airport. John loves the challenge. He had a twinkle in his eye.
It's a crazy idea, but we can do it.
I was a spy, but I was trying to act like a film producer.
I need something believable, you know, something you would make.
That's when John said, oh yeah, I was working on a movie, and it was really a big deal. I read the script. It had pizzazz. It had look. It had smell. So I said, perfect.
Interesting. Have you kept in touch with Tony?
Yeah, I have. We've seen each other a lot more as a result of Argo, but he's been a regular at our reunions over the years.
So Tony comes in, and the way as Ben Affleck, and he comes in and he explains this premise to you, how to get you out. In the movie, you guys said, no way, I'm not buying. A lot of people were disbelieving, it will never work. What was the reality? How was it presented, and were you guys on board right away?
Well, it was presented as one of three options, and five of the six of us were on board right away, pretty much. We did go into a room by ourselves. We talked a little bit, and we voted. It was five in favor and one abstention. As Argo shows, Joe Stafford was not enthusiastic about leaving, and he did not ever really buy into the scenario, I guess you'd have to say, but he went along with us, but not with the enthusiasm that the rest of us had for it.
You're also the author of a book, House Guest, a memoir of Canadian courage and CIA secrecy. We're talking and sorcery. I'm talking with Mark Lijek. He's one of the six rescued by the in the Argo mission in 1979, all based off the hit movie because they lived the reality. Mark, how long did it take you to settle down once you were home that you were indeed safe?
Well, it actually, when we came home, it was so chaotic. I mean, we had no clue about the yellow ribbons and the way the U.S. Public was reacting to the hostage crisis. So when we touched down in the U.S., they had to kind of brief us, you know, say, hey, by the way, you know, this is a big deal and you're going to be swarmed. And we were when we hit Washington, D.C. and were sort of released to the media. We just were overwhelmed by the response, the interest, and it, there was no time, really, no opportunity to sort of sit back and say, boy, we really dodged a bullet. That came later, I think, after that initial frenzy when we finally had a chance to reflect on what we'd been through and how incredibly lucky we were and frankly, how the Canadians had saved our rear ends. I mean, that... I have all credit to Tony, but if it hadn't been for the Canadians, we wouldn't have lasted long enough for the agency to organize a rescue for us.
They allowed you to stay there until you had a plan to get out of there, right?
That's right. They basically turned their embassy into the Keep the Six of Us Safe project. They weren't doing a whole lot else by the time January rolled along. And that's one thing that is a little disturbing in Argo. They implied the Canadians were going to leave town and sort of strand us. And they never would have done that. But they were kind of saying to Washington, hey, you know, we've been babysitting these folks for 3 months or 2 months, whatever, depending on when this conversation took place, and you guys need to do something about it. We can't do this forever. And it's true. We were running out of booze. I mean, what the heck? We couldn't possibly survive without our liquor supply. And no, I'm kidding. But, you know.
But you guys did drink a lot, right?
We did, unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know. It helped pass the time. But our host, John Sheerdown, had brought supplies for a three-year tour. And within by the time we left after 3 months, right, we'd pretty well eaten and drank everything he brought.
So, Mark, what are we going to see different on the show on May 5th on the at 10 o'clock?
Well, I think you'll see a lot more depth. You'll see a lot more breadth, in the sense that we talk about things that are beyond the scope of Argo. It provides the context, because Argo is basically the Tony Mendez story, and there's a much bigger story out there. And plus, gotcha, you also get to hear Tony talking about things that I didn't even know after 30 years.
Well, Mark, glad you're okay. It's too bad we're still dealing with Iran as our chief nemesis. Mark Lijek, thanks so much.
Well, thank you.
All right, 10 o'clock, May 5th, Nat Geo. Next, Dallas Green.